Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Sobering numbers on the pandemic. We have the story.
Sedgwick County Commissioners discuss mandatory masks. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
The Wichita School Board discusses options for beginning the upcoming school year. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. A complex of thunderstorms are rolling across parts of northeast and east central Kansas this morning, but we expect to be sunny and hot again today, with temperatures approaching 100 degrees. Our full forecast is coming up.
KNSS breaking news, an Air Force pilot is dead after a plane crash in South Carolina.
The U.S. Air Force says an F-16 fighter jet crashed late last night at Shaw Air Force Base in South Carolina, killing the pilot. In a statement, the Air Force says the jet was on a routine training flight at the time of the crash. The name of the pilot is being withheld due to next of kin notifications. It's the fourth crash of a U.S. Air Force jet since May, following two crashes at Eglin Air Force Base in Florida and one last month off the coast of England. At the Pentagon, Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News.
New warnings about COVID-19 on Capitol Hill.
I would not be surprised if we go up to 100,000 a day if this does not turn around.
Appearing before a Senate committee, the nation's top infectious disease expert gave a dire prediction for an even greater coronavirus spike. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's most worried about people gathering without masks, being in large crowds, and not following guidelines.
We're going to continue to be in a lot of trouble, and there's going to be a lot of hurt if that does not stop.
Congress will not pass another coronavirus bill before they leave for the July 4th recess. They're expected to work on that legislation again at the end of July. Ray Bogan, Fox News.
Sedgwick County Commissioners were briefed by the county health officer yesterday, but they are not yet ready to vote on the idea of mandatory masks in public.
Health Officer Dr. Gerald Minns told commissioners they should keep out-of-state sports teams from our area for 6 months and that wearing masks in public should be considered. Commissioner Michael O'Donnell tells KSN News he's asked for a commission meeting at the end of the week to decide on the mandate for requiring masks in public, after they receive more information from the governor's office.
We still have not received anything from the governor's office other than she's putting this mandate out. How's this going to be enforced?
Commissioners say they are looking for input from business owners, and they may meet on Friday to make a decision. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
At Tuesday's Wichita Board of Education meeting, the board got an update on the district's continuous learning plan for the upcoming school year.
USD 259 Deputy Superintendent Dr. Tiffany Irving says there are three options for starting the new school year.
On site brings back the majority of our staff and students to the physical school environment. Guidelines would be in place to focus on health and safety.
Dr. Irving says the blended or hybrid model would be used if the district had to pivot quickly in the event of a public health emergency.
We are developing plans on the scenario that would have students attending in shifts by alternating days, with learning occurring when the student is in school and when the student may be working remotely from home.
Dr. Irving says the third option would be exclusively online. Officials will release the district's final plan on July 20th. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Even though virus cases are surging in several states, American Airlines says starting today, flights will be back to full capacity.
In a statement, American Airlines says they have multiple layers of protection, including a requirement to wear face coverings, enhanced cleaning procedures, and a pre-flight COVID-19 system checklist for passengers. They say starting July 1st, though, customers may notice flights at full capacity. They say they will let people know if there are other less booked flights they can hop on at no extra charge. But the company says they're going to apply an electrostatic spray inside aircraft every 7 days. They say that kills nearly 100% of all viruses and bacteria in 10 minutes. And they say their HEPA filtration system provides a complete air change every 2 to 4 minutes. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Coming up in sports, we'll be taking a look at college athletics, how things shaping up for the fall. It's coming up.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly promising to release guidelines tomorrow on her mandate that everyone wear masks in public. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on this first day of July. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly promises to release guidelines tomorrow on her mandate that everyone wear masks in public beginning Friday. Sedgwick County Commission is considering how to respond to the mandate. Commission Chair Pete Meitzner tells KNSS News local businesses are worried.
They are highly concerned about the word shut down the economy. Some of them, they said they can't take it twice. So we can't shut down the economy, from my perspective.
Meitzner says it will be hard to enforce a mask mandate. Meitzner commented during the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
The state of Mississippi is retiring its state flag and is organizing a group to come up with a new design.
Republican Governor Tate Reeves signed a bill to scrap the flag, which contained the Confederate battle emblem.
This is not a political moment to me, but a solemn occasion to lead our Mississippi family to come together.
The flag had survived a 2001 vote with a majority of state residents then saying the design embraced Southern heritage. But with racial tensions bubbling in the country, there was a renewed desire for change. Reeves said changing flags is different than tearing down monuments.
A monument acknowledges and honors our past. A flag is a symbol of our present.
Rob Dawson, Fox News.
Voters will decide on whether to accept the new design coming up in the election in November.
Times Square's famous naked cowboy heads downtown and gets a rude reception.
He's a familiar sight to many Times Square tourists, but with not a lot going on there lately, the naked cowboy decided to visit anti-police protesters outside City Hall. The demonstrators were neither amused nor entertained. They cursed at the singer, whose real name is Robert Burke. One of the problems protesters had with Burke is he's a President Trump supporter who normally has pro-Trump stickers on his guitar, though he removed them before heading to the demonstration. The crowd also verbally abused a black man who had joined the Naked Cowboy, calling him an Uncle Tom. Burke denied he was trying to antagonize the protesters, but also told reporters, quote, "It'll be a free country until they get a hold of it." Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Got the report of a traffic accident out there now, so watch out. Eastbound Kellogg at Mays Road. Watch for a slowdown there. Traffic on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman. Online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Yesterday, we hit the triple-digit mark of 100 degrees in Wichita, and it's going to be close to that again today. More heat and more humidity with a high 98 this afternoon, a light southeast wind. We become partly cloudy tonight, low 76, and we can't rule out an isolated afternoon thunderstorm on Thursday with a high 99, Friday's high in the mid-90s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, calm, no wind, 79 degrees. Blake Basinger sells businesses, and with the SBA CARES Act paying 6 months of payments, now is a great time to be a seller. Deadline is coming soon. If you're ready to sell your business, call Blake Basinger at 416-2000. 8:11, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is Wednesday. Time for Wednesdays with Wagle. Dr. Jason Wagle with Kansas Perio and Dental Implants. Good morning, Doctor. Nice to have you with us on this hot day.
Yeah, good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
I understand that dental implants, that you have advanced technology to do same-day computer-guided surgery. How does that work?
Yes. At Kansas Perio, we have something called the X-Guide system. It was developed by XNAV Technologies and Nobel Biocare, one of the world's leading dental implant companies. It's like having a GPS for the dental handpiece, and it helps us to make a dental implant placement very accurate.
Yeah. So what did you use before you had this computer technology then? How did you do it?
You know, we had a lab make what is called a surgical guide or stent. It was not as accurate as the X-Guide system. It was often off by several millimeters or degrees. With this new technology, we can guide the implant placement in real time using sophisticated computer software and imaging and make accurate course corrections if needed.
Now, is this this new technology, is it expensive?
You know what? Actually, it's not. It costs less than the conventional surgical guides that we used to use. Another benefit is time. In the past, when a patient wanted dental implants, we had to wait for the lab to make the surgical stent. It would take several weeks sometimes for it to get back to the office. With this digital system, we can plan and place the implant the same day.
You know, in your line of work, as so many other medicals, the technology is changing all the time, and you have to make a good effort to stay on top of it, don't you?
You know, that's absolutely correct. And in Kansas Perio, I think we're pretty cutting edge. We're always trying to make sure we're keeping up with everything.
All right. Hey, thanks for being with us again. Wednesdays with Wagle, sponsored by Kansas Perio and Dental Implants. You know, when it's time to get serious about your smile, go to KansasPerio.com. KansasPerio.com. The phone number there, 685-2731. Wednesdays with Wagle, Dr. Jason Wagle. Coming up on 8:14, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And today's the first day of July, Ted.
It's Canada Day.
Canada Day. Okay. We had, of course, a very hot, windy day across south-central Kansas. If you were in the neighborhood Tuesday, Wichita's high temperature hit 100 for the first time this year. Normal high for the date is 91. Record for the date, 110, which was set?
1980.
You bet. The big heat wave of 1980. Wow, I can remember that heat wave. 8:15 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Had a birthday I wanted to mention today. Frank Gunn's having a birthday today. Frank was he was in radio for years here in Wichita and worked at several stations, mostly in sales and management. And I was a young pup about 50 years ago. About this time, I was starting my radio career at
KWBB. Yes.
And I can't even remember the manager who hired me. It was Dale something. But anyway, he was there for the first few months. And then about November, Frank Gunn came on as the new general manager.
Yeah.
And seemed like a nice enough guy. And things were going well, I thought. And then he called me into his office and said, you know what? The ownership has said I've got to cut three positions from the radio station. And one in sales, one in programming, and one in news. And he says,
right,
you were the last hired, and I was the green guy on the green apple in the tree, so he had to let me go.
One hired, first one fired.
Yeah. So Frank, I don't know if he thinks that's a distinction or something, but he did. That was the first time I got fired in radio. Did I ever get fired again? Yeah. Well, I kind of got downsized cut once or twice, but anyway. See Frank on Facebook now and then. Seems to be doing well. Happy birthday, Frank. There you go.
But things worked out for you.
It worked out. You know,
I'm sure it was not pleasant at the time.
It wasn't pleasant because we were going to have a child, and it was about, at that time, it was about a month and a half before Christmas,
yeah.
And I didn't know
all of a sudden
going.
You're out of work.
The other thing is I called a friend who worked at a radio station at that time, an FM station with AM, KEYN, and said, come on over. And they hired me over there, and I spent 10 years really developing the first part of my career there.
How about that?
So Frank,
see, it worked out.
I don't think Frank liked letting me go, but on the other hand, he did me a huge favor, I think. That's the way I have to look at it. Right?
Yep, you just had a new opportunity.
A new opportunity. One window closes and another door opens. That's the way we look at it. 8:16 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's get tech sports now, Ted. minor league baseball is going to be canceled for the year, right? Sports with Ted Woodward, by the way. Go ahead, Ted.
Yeah, that's no surprise.
Yeah,
really. Minor league stadiums have been empty this whole time, and they will remain so. The official announcement coming yesterday, minor league baseball canceled for the entire 2020 season nationwide. So, Wichita, with its anticipated debut of its new AAA team, the Wichita Wind Surge, that will not be taking place here in 2020. Brand new baseball stadium, too, Riverfront Stadium.
Yeah.
So, hopefully, things will be different by the time next year rolls around, and we'll have the Wind Surge with us here for 2021.
As long as we have a good grass next season on the field, we'll be ready to go, right?
Yeah, well, we're giving that sod a whole year to get, firmly entrenched.
You bet.
Yep. So, no minor league baseball this summer. Boy, that makes me sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too bad.
We do take a look at, of course, taking care of our health, coronavirus, COVID-19 times. One company in Kansas City is getting folks geared up for being healthy.
Ray Gunn is looking to convince fans to wear a mask as their civic duty to protect Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. The face coverings from the Kansas City-based company read, "Help keep Patrick Mahomes safe, wear a mask." Ray Gunn posting on social media, "KC, remember how happy you were after the Super Bowl? Well, now imagine if Mahomes got COVID and with diminished lung capacity couldn't repeat." The company donating 35% of their proceeds on the mask to local food banks, having sold over 300. This as Kansas City put a mandate in effect on Monday that now requires people to cover their face when out in public. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
What about the specter of college athletics this fall? Let's check in with Katie George from the ACC Network.
I think that the pessimism is growing as you see more and more spikes and you see more and more student athletes test positive. But I will say the schools that have gone back early for voluntary workouts, I think have the upper hand in this because they're getting to work through their processes and protocols and see what works and what doesn't. If one guy tests positive, is our contact tracing working? Do we know who he's been around? Do we know who he came in contact with? Can we isolate them and then retest them quickly thereafter and get them back out onto the field or onto the court? I think that they have an advantage here as compared to some schools who haven't even thought about going back.
Still a lot of questions for college athletics.
Yep, you bet.
Even we're a month away from the NBA restarting its season in a bubble in Orlando. A lot of talk about players and their fates in that bubble. What about coaches? Here's Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN NBA insider.
Not only does every individual who's going into the bubble have to give their medical history to a team doctor or a private physician, then it goes to those who are potential at-risk candidates in the bubble will then go to a league-appointed panel of doctors, and they will need essentially approval from them to go into the bubble. You know, right now, Alvin Gentry, Mike D'Antoni, Greg Popovich, three head coaches who are 65 and over are all hopeful to coach their teams. And, you know, coaches like Doc Rivers and Rick Carlisle, the president of the Players Association, you know, they've been very vocal about, hey, if every coach who wants to be able to coach here should be able to, and that the Coaches Association has stepped up, you know, very strongly. There's no indication yet that the league is going to tell these coaches that they're not able, but they're all still waiting essentially for that panel to give them the green light to go in.
Questions for the NBA.
Yeah.
Now they're handling all that in Orlando. And a little bit of baseball history. It was 100 years ago on this day, Fenway Park in Boston, Red Sox hosting the Washington Senators. Starting that day for the Washington Senators, Kansas native Walter Johnson threw his first no-hitter.
Wow.
1-0 win for the Senators. The only man that reached base for the Red Sox got on an error.
Ooh.
Walter Johnson was one batter away from a perfect game that day. He came up with a sore arm the next day and really didn't do much the rest of the year.
Wow.
That no-hitter kind of ruined him for that season anyway.
Guess so, yeah.
Of course, Walter Johnson is the big train. Arguably one of the best pitchers. Oh, I'm going to say arguably the best pitcher to ever play in Major League Baseball.
In terms of wins, over 400, right?
Got over 400 wins.
And who else has ever matched
3,500
that?
Strikeouts. Well, Cy Young won 511 games.
Okay.
Some of that was back in the 19th century.
Long time ago, yeah.
Which Walter didn't miss. But Walter Johnson, of course, born in Humboldt, Kansas.
Yep.
Southeast Kansas, the big train. Walter Johnson threw his first no-hitter 100 years ago on this day. And that's sports with Stephen Ted.
All right, 8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Joe Biden and cognitive decline. That's coming up, Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.